Yeah. Which is Benny's one. We help him.
All right, you ready to go? Okay. My gavel. We'll call the meeting in order. The time is 11:02.
Back on 11, Mr. Chairman.
God, where do I get the 11 from all the time? 1:02. For the record, members present, John Torgerson, Peggy M. McConaughey, Bob Brody, Bree Green, Jim Holm, and we are represented by counsel. Next thing on the agenda is the approval of the agenda.
I move for approval of the agenda.
Second.
It's been moved that we approve the agenda. Is there any objection to approval of the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved as presented. Next brings us to item 4, which is a report from the GIS expert on technical corrections that was made to the map. For members, remember that we authorized him to change up to 10 people per district for technical changes only, and that would be all right, but we wanted to report on actually what was done. So, Eric, you're online, I assume?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, this is Eric Sandberg, our GIS expert. So you want to go ahead with your report?
Sure. Yes, overall the plan was very clean. There was very little that needed to be changed. I made 3 changes that involved population moving from one district to another. The grand total of these 3 changes involved moving 9 people total for the plan, so not very many. And I will briefly go over those 3 changes. Two people moved. Excuse me?
No, go ahead.
Okay. 2 people moved from District 1 to District 2 to clean up the Steese-Richardson Highway interchange, a zigzag that we had looked at last week on Sunday.
Okay.
2 people moved from District 5 to District 2 because a little piece of District 5 had pierced the city of Fairbanks boundary.
Okay.
And 5 people moved from District 6 to District 9 because the along the Alaska Highway and boundary, the Johnson River had been the boundary between those 2 districts for many miles. Then it took a quick zag to off on an unnamed stream that doesn't actually exist. So I kept the boundary as the Johnson River the entire way to the confluence with the Tanana, which is kind of the natural boundary between the Delta region and the Eastern region. So that involved moving 5 people from District 6 to District 9. So that's your grand total of 9 people. But otherwise, the plan was very clean. Everyone had done a very good job making sure there were no little holes or anything.
All right. Are there questions of Eric on the technical changes? All right. Hang on, Eric, until we get to the meets and bounds so we can get your report on that one.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Peggy M. McConaughey. I move that we adopt the technical correction as presented by Mr. Sandberg.
Second.
Good job, Eric.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we adopt the technical changes, which consisted of moving 9 people, was laid out earlier in his report. Discussion on the motion. Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. Jim Holm?
Yes.
Marie Green?
Yes.
Bob Brody?
Yes.
Peggy Ann McConaughey?
Yes.
And John Torgerson votes yes. So by a vote of 5-0, the board has adopted the technical changes corrections that were presented. The next brings us to item 6, is a report on the adoption of the meets and bounds. So, Eric, that's in your proclamation plan under the tab districts. Eric, you want to tell us how you worked your magic on that one?
Sure. Basically, I just ran along the boundaries of each district, and If you'll notice, all of them are done in a clockwise rotation. I started at one point that's easily identified, like an intersection or a northernmost point on a borough boundary, and just worked my way clockwise around each district. As I said before, there are very few changes to be made. Most of them were water boundaries, like if a district had zigzagged across from one bank of a river to the other bank, clean that. And there's not too much else to say. Just plugged away at it for about 3 days. And
okay.
I'll answer any questions. Or
certainly. Other.
They read beautifully.
I wouldn't know how to even form a question when you look at them.
Yeah.
Particularly ones like District 9. That's a.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a large one. Yeah, I tried to make sure to use entire. They had warned us before about using precincts or other stuff like temporary stuff like that. So I tried to use physical and political boundaries as much as possible.
Questions on the meets and bounds report? Mr. White, any questions?
Mr. Chair, if there's no questions, I move for adoption of the meets and bounds report.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the board adopt the meets and bounds as presented by our GIS expert. Discussion? Peggy Ann McConaughey?
Yes.
Bob Brody?
Yes.
Marie Green?
Yes.
Jim Holmes?
Yes.
And John Torgerson votes yes. So by a vote of 5-0, the board has adopted the meets and bounds as outlined in our proclamation report. Next is item 7, which I just put on here. I'm not sure there is a legal report, but I know you have the proclamation. Mr. White.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike White, Council. You all have in front of you the Oscar Redistricting Board 2013 proclamation of final redistricting and company findings. This consists of the proclamation itself, which you will all sign in the very near future, the written findings designed to summarize and set forth the board's findings on this map. From a legal standpoint, the findings point out those areas where there were some difficult choices that the board had to make, dealing particularly with what we always consider the three major problems, the rural population shortfall, and then the excess population of both Anchorage and the Fairbanks of our borough. And the findings set forth board's rationale for making the choices that they did, and based upon, while there were some hard choices, my review of this map convinces me that all of the districts that you have adopted meet all the state, federal, constitutional districting principles. And I'm happy to answer any questions about anything anybody has on the proclamation.
Series of motions adopting the proclamation of redistricting and then the findings and so forth. Is that what you'd like?
Yes. That would be good. And Mr. Chairman, maybe I should make one clarification just so we don't get questions afterwards, and it's already on the record. Under the tab Senate terms, You and I discussed this earlier. There's a spreadsheet there that talks about the 2013 proclamation Senate terms, and it set out both which of those Senate seats are to be truncated or which are not, and assigning the 2- and 4-year terms. As part of that spreadsheet, there is an, 6 districts that are asterisked that say up for election in 2016. That means that those 6 Senate seats do not stand for election in 2014, and so they will be up for election for the first time after the proclamation in 2016. The other 14 Senate seats, the 10 seats that were assigned a 2-year term by the original, by the amended proclamation plan, and the 4 Senate seats which the board determined based upon their change in population had to be truncated, are up for election in 2014. So in the 2016 election, we will be back to the required 10 Senate seats alternating every 2 years through the balance of the decade. And I would suggest that, yes, you do 2 separate motions, one adopting the proclamation, or adopt the findings, and then adopt the proclamation.
And when we adopt the findings, are we adopting truncation and Senate terms?
It's part of the findings, yes.
Yeah. Double-checking. Is there a motion to adopt the findings?
I move that we adopt the findings as presented, which includes the truncation report and the Senate pairing.
Second motion.
And terms. Right?
Yes, that's the motion.
Is moved and seconded that the board adopt the 2013 proclamation findings, which would include, by reference, terms, truncation, and Senate pairings. Is there a discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we will vote. Jim Holm?
Yes.
Marie Green?
Yes.
Bob Brody?
Yes.
Peggy M. McConaughey?
Yes.
And John Torgerson votes yes. So by a vote of 5-0, the board has adopted the findings. This will bring us to the adoption of the proclamation itself. And I will point out that there's a spelling error on one of the names, and the new page is being printed and fixed, so we can adopt with the thought process that we'll be actually signing a different one, but the only change will be the an E added to the end of a name.
So I therefore put forth a motion to accept the proclamation plan as it will be amended in order to include the correct spelling of Marie Green's name.
And then we will take this one out of the book and put that one in.
Second.
Discussion on the motion to adopt the proclamation of redistricting for the 2013. Okay, none. We will do a roll call vote. Peggy M. McConaughey.
Yes.
Bob Brody.
Yes.
Marie Green.
E.
See, we left it off just so you could do that, Marie.
Jim Holm.
Yes.
John Torgerson votes yes. So by a vote of 5-0, the board has adopted the proclamation of redistricting with the changes that will be coming soon. All right, that brings us actually down to the board member comments. Finishes our business of the day. Mr. Brody, any comments?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I guess I'd just like to thank all the people who came and testified through this second round of public hearings and the plans that were submitted by third parties. We appreciated the effort to help us make our decisions. It wasn't an easy job. in the beginning, and it wasn't any easier later, trying to balance the needs of the state and federal laws along with the individual needs of each person in every small district across the state. So we tried very hard to accommodate many of their requests, but sometimes they were one request would conflict with the other, and so a decision had to be made on how to resolve that in the best interests of the voters of the state for the next decade. So I'd also like to thank all the support staff we had. A number of them worked in the office under adverse conditions and long hours on their days off, and so I appreciate their efforts, and I hope it was all worthwhile when we see how things go for the near future. And I'd like to thank all the board members for their taking off from their families and businesses and time to come help do this. I got frustrated at some times, but I enjoyed it, and I certainly got quite an education. So thank you.
Mr. Hall?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not running for anything, so I'm not sure how much I'm going to thank everybody, but I can tell you it's been an unusual course of events. Interior Alaska, of course, obviously, was a struggle. I really have been pleasantly surprised to meet each and every one of you and how I've grown to understand how difficult it is to make these kinds of decisions when we're trying to balance the Constitution of the State of Alaska with individual rights and individual needs. Having served in the legislature, I find it to be very disconcerting that we so many times try to allow people to have extra voting rights versus people who are just plain Alaskans. I've been here 67 years, and I'm an Alaskan. I may not be an Alaskan native, but I'm a native Alaskan. And I love Alaska a bit as much as everyone else that's lived here all their lives. And so I would just hope that we could all, though we have differing views of how this state should be run, we should all get together and try to make this the finest state in the union. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I really enjoyed working with you. You're a little hard to get along with sometimes, but I might say that it's been fun to watch you take care of education for the state of Alaska. So with that, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. Mrs. Green.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I would just like to make a comment just what has occurred since we all became involved. First of all, in memory of Ron Miller, our first executive director, he set the tone for us. And then, of course, working with Taylor Bickford, how proud I was of a young man that had stepped up when we needed him. And then through the second go-around, Eric really stepping up and helping us out through the challenges that we had to face. And we know we couldn't have done it without him. And I just want to acknowledge his hard work for us. And of course, it's been an honor for me to sit on this board. I've truly learned a lot through this entire process. And it's my hope that one day, when the next go-round comes, that all parties can come together. And not so much thinking of the different parties that we represent or the entities that we're involved with, but the entire state of Alaska and the intent of following through with not only what the Constitution states, but our representation in each of our districts. It was very exciting when we had calls coming for the Juneau hearing, when we had two different groups coming together and really focusing on that, coming together and looking over the betterment of the entire state, including rural Alaska. So I want to thank those ones that have become involved throughout this entire process. And it was such a wonderful feeling to see that and hear it and see it in action, through especially the last few days. So I really want to express my appreciation to the ones that were involved. And I know it's been really hard. I know, like a number of you have already expressed, we haven't satisfied the entire state. But I can honestly tell you that we worked very hard to do the best that we can. and what came before, especially after learning the 2010 population. If we think this was a challenge, I think it's going to be more of a challenge in 2020. Lord willing, it's my prayer that the people then, the leadership then, the board that's been appointed then, will really come together and learn from what we have learned throughout this process for the 2010 population. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for your leadership, and I really want to express my appreciation to Peggy Ann, Jim, and Bob, and of course Mike and his team for really teaching me a lot and allowing me to be a team of this special board. So thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms. Green. Peggy Ann.
Every research committee, wonderful things. First of all, thank you, Chair. Thank you, board members. No one will know how hard we all worked on this, how much we drew, how much we sweated and swore over the obstacles that were in our way from a constitutional perspective. And I thank our incredible staff, you know, from Mary to Eric to Taylor and then to Ron Miller. We had incredible support in this board this time. Truly, I think, had incredible obstacles in our way, and we were able to do it. But we were able to do it this last time because we had two entities that came together and helped us out. And they made this work. So I'm very proud of the map we put together. I know not everybody thinks it's the best, but when you're balancing concerns on every single side, we have a responsibility for coming down on the side of Alaska. And I think we did come down on the side of the state of Alaska, and Mr. Chair, I'm very proud of us. Thank you.
Thank you. And I will just, I want to ask a question before I forget it first. When are we going to file this report?
We will file it as soon as we can next week, no later than noon on Thursday. My goal is to try to file it either Tuesday afternoon or sometime Wednesday.
And I, like all the rest of the board, want to thank all the board members for the work that you've done, particularly our staff. We put an extraordinary amount of pressure on Mary as being the only staff for the board, taking care of our travel, our whining about meeting over the 4th of July weekend and coming in on Sundays and all the other things, but she held up better than the chair on some cases. And then Marie is absolutely right. Without Eric Sandberg, we wouldn't have gotten very far on this, on the final plan. And then Marcia Davis, Tom Begich, and Randy Rudrick did an extraordinary amount of work and coming together on the final plan, or not the final plan, but on agreeing with the majority of the state, 36 districts, I think, is what the final tally was that they could agree to the boundaries of, which in its own right is probably the only time you'll hear two of those names used in the same sentence. I put it in the press release that I sent out that the press didn't pick up on. I don't believe they could believe that that actually happened. But the only part of the state they didn't agree on was Fairbanks, and the board chose not to accept either one of them and drew our own Fairbanks district. So, and that's how that went down. But I do want to thank all the folks that are involved in it. And it was an extraordinary process with the to some degree, waiting on the U.S. Supreme Court to make their decision. We couldn't have complicated things without having that decision, and would have made our, one way or the other, just would have added additional time to what we've done. So hopefully this will make it through the scrutiny of the courts, and we'll be done with this process. And the last thing is I do want to see the rest of this board again, and Mr. White, and the rest of the team, but never in this building. Somewhere else will be fine, on the street or whatever. But anyway, thank you all. Mr. White, you have anything you want to add, close?
No,
whatever.
Just very shortly, Mr. Chairman, I've been extraordinarily honored to work with this group. I have seen the hours that you have put in. I have witnessed the struggles you have gone through. I have seen the attempts you have made in the work of Abraham Lincoln to satisfy all the people all of the time, which we know simply can't be done. I know that there are those in the press who have said things about this board and you as the board members, with which I completely and 100% totally disagree. I think you are one of the most honorable people that I have ever met, and I was proud to serve as your counsel. I apologize to you for any errors in my counsel that I may have provided. My errors were, of course, ones of, I always thought that I was right, and still believe that I was right in many instances, and as they say, many times, the bottom line is I think that I've not only made colleagues here but friends, and I know that the rest of the years that I'm on NEFAR at any time or any help you may need. Thank you for all that you've done for not only for the state, but I think your board will, I think, have an easier time putting together processes because of the struggle you've had to go through. And I think you have done, and I know the chairman will be leaving with, or at some point in time, we'll have recommendations together for future boards, and I think that is something, a legacy that will thank you all very much for your service. Much appreciated.
That's interesting. One thing we didn't have is a list of they were MIA. There are some changes that we went through that we know to some degree were time consuming. So I hope legislation to mainly direct the planning team that comes on prior to the board to get some of the RFPs taken care of and some of the other preliminary work. But when the board actually starts, they start with council and a lot of things. But all right, with that, we do have the clean, corrected spelling on the other proclamation. I don't see any reason to stay on the record and sign that. So we can disconnect from those on teleconference. We'll get the colored pins or whatever you need to sign these. So, Eric, are you still there?
Yes.
You want to say anything?
Only thing is about web posting. So I assume now, once you've done it, signed everything, post all these, the proclamation and all the population descriptions to the web?
Right. We'll sign these within the next 10, 15 minutes, and then I will call you with the go-ahead.
Okay.
And then we'll make copies of these for folks in the room that can have copies, but... We'll get all that taken care of, but since we've adopted everything, actually, I suppose you can go ahead and send them. We're not going to change anything, so if you want
okay.
to send them, our webmaster's on call.
All right.
So he's in his office, so the only thing you won't have is the signed proclamation, and we'll get that to you as soon as we can.
Okay, and also send the board-adopted findings.
Yep, I have to sign those also. So.
Okay.
That'll be coming to you here as soon as I get them signed.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Eric, thank you.
All right.
Anything else to come before us? Hearing none, this board stands adjourned.